The Warriors host the Dallas Mavericks on Thursday night at Oracle Arena, looking to start building some momentum heading toward the All-Star break and back in action at home on Tuesday with the Thunder visiting, Kevin Durant delivering a 33.6 rebound night, and Stephen Curry adding 21 points, but Oklahoma City in control throughout as the Warriors fall 125-105, the final. Here's Coach Kerr afterward.
It didn't feel like us, that's for sure. Ball wasn't moving, and when it was moving, it was generally moving to the wrong team, you know, another 25 turnover night. So, we're out of whack right now. We're just not playing the way we normally do in terms of the ball movement and the pace and the spacing, and defense has not been good either. So it's been a struggle.
Before the season, you guys didn't have a 25 turnover game, I think, the last 3 years. That's now two in the last three games, three this season. Why has this problem got to this point?
It's a good question, and watching the Sacramento tape, it just seemed mostly carelessness. We watch every tape closely, and monitor play calls and what we're running, what we're not running. We try to determine if turnovers are coming from a certain action that we run. But I have a feeling when I watch this tape, it's going to be the same as Sacramento. It's just going to be carelessness. Just not making the simple play and not making the extra pass. What the extra pass does is it leads to an easier play for the next guy. I don't feel like we're making the extra pass to the open guy so that he can then move it on and make an easier play. So we're trying too hard almost to make the great play and hit the home run instead of just take the single.
Steve, what do you think accounted for the fact that Kevin was mostly, a representation of the offense in terms of production?
Kevin's always going to score. He could roll out of bed and do what he did tonight. So we just didn't get the ball movement and didn't take care of it. And they're a very good defensive team. We know that. They've got a lot of size and length. And if you try to go through them one-on-one, you're not going to have a lot of success. And it seemed like that's what we were trying to do.
You may have just answered the question, but the Thunder have beaten you by double digits twice this season. Why do they? What problems do they pose to your team?
They're very good defensively, and they've taken it to us twice. So I don't have much else for you.
Steve, did you expect more out of your team this tonight? I mean, this is a game that you would think, coming home,
yeah,
three tough games on the road, that you would have, flipped that switch that you guys supposedly had?
Yeah, I was hoping that coming home would help us get some energy and refocus, but obviously that wasn't the case, so we'll have to come back and get a little work in tomorrow at practice, try to come back on Thursday and right the ship a little bit.
Coach, I'm not trying to set you up, believe me, but I have to ask about the officiating. The halftime, you were having a little talk with one of the officials after Draymond felt like he was hitting the mouth, and then there was a play where Russell Westbrook tripped. It seemed like nobody touched him, and he fouled. What was your assessment of just the?
At halftime, I was asking Kenny if they were allowed to look at that play. I didn't know the rule, so I was just looking for clarification because Draymond came off the floor with a bloody mouth, so I asked Kenny if they were allowed to look at it afterwards and determine if it was an elbow or technical or whatever. I wasn't quite sure what the rule was, so that's what I was asking about. This game had nothing to do with the officials. They were fine. They missed some calls, but we were way worse than the officials were. So they were fine. They had nothing to do with it. We got completely outplayed, and we were on our heels right from the beginning of the game, and that's on us.
Steve, at this stage on the turnovers, I mean, it's something you've talked about from day one.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you can say that you haven't already said in regards to turnovers in defense at this stage?
I don't think so. It's a focus thing, and it seems like it's our starters have been the main culprits the last few games. Sacramento, 20 of the 25 came from our starters. Tonight, 17 of the 25. Our starters are almost pressing too hard and trying to make too many plays. and we'll look at the tape and see what it looks like. But I just think we're not playing like ourselves, which is, you know, making 5-6 easy passes in a possession instead of one spectacular one.
There were some lulls at times last year. There's been some lulls this year. But is this maybe the most extended rut you can remember your team in maybe the last couple of seasons?
I don't really recall. I mean, I know we had a stretch last year where we lost, I don't know, 4 or 5 in a row or something. But, I mean, it happens. The season is so long and arduous and happens to everybody. And you go through a rough patch. And so we're in a rough patch, but we'll be fine. We'll get out of it.
We also heard from Thunder head coach Billy Donovan in the postgame.
I mean, I think these previous four games that we've had, you know, it's been a grind with Andre going down, and then the travel and the schedule and the way it's been hard. And you never know from game to game. You know, different things happen. You know, we're fortunate. Our play is fortunate here tonight. Our guys played a great game. But you know, when we come back after the All-Star break to play again, it'll be a new game again. You know, and I've always said this. You know, every game's a new competitive challenge. It's got a history of its own, and you know, you just go out there and you compete in it. So tonight we did a really, really good job and took, a positive step forward in terms of getting better at the areas in the areas we needed to.
And after Thursday's game against the Mavericks here at Oracle Arena, there will be 3 games heading into the All-Star break. 2 of them here at home. Saturday with the San Antonio Spurs visiting, and then Monday we'll see the Phoenix Suns here. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.